I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. If you're feeling ignored by presidential candidates, consider moving to Iowa. Caucus goers in the nation's first presidential contest have become accustomed to being wooed. VPR's Taylor Dobbs visited an Iowa town where the range of opinion and everyday experiences are a microcosm of caucus season in Iowa.
If you're not familiar with us, Southwest Iowa is Republican. The big cities are Democratic.
Richard Queener is from Queston. It's a small city of about 8,000 people. Train tracks cut through the town, and on the north side is a downtown with a mix of empty storefronts and small local stores. One of those stores is Adams Street Espresso, the coffee shop that Queener's daughter owns. On Friday afternoon, he was heading home from there after a big rush.
I'm supposed to be sitting on my lawn chair and Moroccan chair. I come up here a couple days a week, and when something like this happens where they need the extra help.
Something like this was the influx of customers that came in with Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson when he stopped by earlier in the afternoon. In Vermont, it'd be hard to imagine a presidential campaign stop at a coffee shop in a city the size of St. Albans. But here, face-to-face politics reigns, and many Iowans can expect to attend speeches and even have casual encounters with the presidential candidates they might caucus for. In southwestern Iowa, that means Republican candidates are around often, but that doesn't necessarily make the decision easy. Queener's still not sure who he's going to caucus for.
Longtime Republican, and I'm so confused I don't know what.
So is his daughter, Tara Hansen.
I am a registered Republican, so I'm leaning toward obviously one of those candidates. I'm a little up in the air right now, just a little. There's two or three of them that I wish I could kind of mash them together.
Hansen was happy to have Ben Carson in the cafe, but she says she'd be just as willing to host a Democratic candidate if one of those campaigns approached her.
Their money's green. So yes, I would take their money.
She says Creston, with a community college and a lot of farmers, isn't overwhelmingly conservative.
It's probably about half and half. We have a large farm community, so a lot of those old farmers remember their farm crisis of the 80s, and they're still staunch Democrats. But with the conservative values of the area, I feel like it's a pretty equal split.
Hansen says from the talk she's heard around the shop, local Democrats are leaning toward Senator Bernie Sanders.
We hear a lot of political talk, bantering around, back and forth. Most of them that I've heard are leaning more toward Bernie, just because Hillary's been so involved in a lot of scandals and negative media, more so than Bernie. But that's, like I said, the old farmers, and maybe they're not ready for a woman, I don't know.
Republicans, of course, have more candidates to consider. And Tara's dad, Richard, was happy to hear from Ben Carson again.
I've seen him three times already. He's super. I like him. I'm stuck between him and Cruz, Kasich. He's way down the line. It's either going to be Cruz or Carson. But, I mean, I could vote for any of them except one, and I'll let you figure out which one I couldn't vote for.
Might that be Mr. Trump?
I'm scared to death of him.
Queener is plenty conservative, but he doesn't trust Trump.
But he's still better than Hillary. Still better than Hillary.
Queener says he could never help a Democrat. Here's why.
I'm a pastor. I'm a evangelical right-winger all the way.
To Queener, the Democratic Party's positions too often contradict the word of God.
I mean, all right, we've killed enough. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. We've, through abortion, we've killed, if you take west of the Mississippi, take out California, Texas, and Washington, that's how many people we've killed. The people that live in all those other states, that's how many people have died since we started abortion. That issue alone is enough to make me say I could never vote for a Democrat unless, when they brought back partial birth abortion, it sickens me.
Outside, a freight train takes a few minutes to roll through the middle of town. It stops a few cars that are headed south, where there are chain restaurants and a Walmart supercenter. Around the corner on North Elm Street is the one Bernie Sanders campaign office in this part of Iowa. And in that same building is Amy Jo's House of Pain, a piercing studio and vape shop.
I like Creston. I'm born and raised, small town.
This is Amy Lohoff, the store's owner.
All my family's here. That's what I like about it. Most people, I mean, anybody helps anybody. That's what I like about small towns.
Lohoff says she wouldn't call her hometown especially conservative.
Not so much, no. I don't know. I think it is definitely split very even here in Creston, I think.
A Sanders campaign sign hangs in the shop's window, and there's a stack of Bernie bumper stickers for free on top of a case of body jewelry. Lohoff says she's only caucused once, for Obama in 08. But she's going to caucus this year, too.
For Burns.
She says Sanders' age worries her. He's 74, but she likes his progressive ideas.
A lot of it is like the free education. Even though I'm fully aware that it's probably not anything he could get done, I still like the fact that he's pulling for that. And I think he could at least get the interest rates dropped.
Lohoff says she doesn't have any student debt, but she does have three kids.
And I just think it's important for a society to have a bunch of well-educated people. It just makes sense, in my eyes anyway. I mean, I'm not saying all college should be free, but a couple years maybe, something.
Plus, she doesn't really like the other options.
I don't necessarily like Hillary, but I would honestly vote for her over any of the Republican candidates at this point.
She says Clinton's handling of the September 2012 attacks in Benghazi doesn't feel right to her.
Anywhere, we don't ever get all the information, you know, but you can tell a lot, I think, by somebody by just watching how they talk and how they are.
And for the residents of Creston and caucusgoers across the state, there's no shortage of opportunities to do that. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs in Iowa.